from KQED.
Among the hundreds of bills Governor Schwarzenegger did sign into law last night were several designed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions related to global warming, while promoting eco-friendly renewable sources of power like solar. That said, the vaunted hydrogen highway the governor promised for California a few years ago hasn't quite materialized. But what about running your house with some homegrown hydrogen? Residential fuel cells are still rare in California, but in Japan, they're sparking a whole new industry. As part of our Climate Watch series on what energy lessons the Golden State might take from Japan, the California Report's Rob Schmitz reports from Tokyo.
Ever since Shunsuke Ugajin got a hydrogen fuel cell, he's been the most popular guy on his block. Neighbors come over just to gawk at it. It stands proudly behind his house in this otherwise drab alley in Urawa, outside of Tokyo. It's made up of two stainless steel boxes that look like refrigerators, one at full size and the other the size of one you might see in a freshman dorm room. In a presentation he's delivered countless times to friends, Ugajin explains how it works. The small box separates hydrogen from his home's natural gas line and uses it to generate electricity. The large box takes the heat given off in the process and uses it to heat the home and the home's water. Inside, a display shows the fuel cell is at full capacity, generating 1 kilowatt. The Ugajins are using 400 watts, so they're selling 600 back to the grid. The family's spending a little more on natural gas to power the fuel cell, but they're now spending a third of what they used to on electricity.
I find myself watching the control panel screen a lot. We're now more aware of leaving the lights on, the air conditioning, and we're better about turning the lights off.
Industry experts estimate that a typical home fuel cell will cut carbon dioxide emissions by more than a ton per year. What they won't save yet is money. The Ugajins are leasing theirs as part of a government study to test the machine's durability. Buying one will set you back about $30,000. Even with a government subsidy footing half the bill, it takes decades of energy savings to pay it off. But that subsidy has prompted some prefabricated home builders to commit to buying them. And that, in turn, has spurred three major Japanese companies to start building assembly lines. At Panasonic's fuel cell assembly line outside of Kyoto, computers bark instructions to a row of 16 workers. This factory is so new that workers are still learning how to assemble the more than 1,600 parts that go into making a fuel cell. Manager Mikihiko Matsui watches them through a window.
At the beginning of the year, we were only able to make 4 units per day. We're now doing 16. Next year, we plan to double that.
Companies just started selling fuel cells this past spring. As sales pick up, analysts expect the price to drop to $5,000 within 5 years. Ikotoshi Matsumura is director of Japan's Fuel Cell Association, which doles out the government subsidy. He says by 2030, 1 in 10 homes in Japan will have fuel cells. By 2050, 1 in 4. By then, Matsumura says, Japan will have the infrastructure in place to take natural gas, remove the carbon from it, and bury it underground, and then pipe the hydrogen to homes with fuel cells. He says Japan is building a hydrogen society. He believes this will pull the country out of the current recession.
Each of these fuel cells has more than 1,000 parts that are manufactured by more than 200 companies. If our market expands to a trillion yen market by 2020, like we foresee, that will be a significant contribution to the Japanese economy.
And that is attracting worried observers from across the Pacific.
The Japan market has been very impressive, and the United States market for residential fuel cells should be inspired by the success, but also very concerned by the success.
Scott Samuelson is the director of the National Fuel Cell Research Center at UC Irvine. He says California has made strides in fuel cell technology for the industrial sector, but Japan, he says, is a decade ahead of the U.S. in the more lucrative residential market. He says California has an opportunity to catch up and compete with Japan for billions in potential revenue globally. But to do so, he says, would require government support and leadership.
But now California is getting pushed off course, clearly with very substantial challenges financially. And as a result, we're losing that leadership and that opportunity as well. So that's my hope. But the leadership that's needed to underwrite that hope is not clearly obvious at this moment in time in the United States.
This type of leadership is obvious in Japan. Newly elected Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama has grabbed international headlines with his ambitious greenhouse gas reduction goals. And for the last decade, Japanese companies have led the world in patents for green technology, a sign that in a world focused on global warming, Japan's prospects are red hot. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Tokyo.
Next Monday, part three of Rob's series looks at the strides Japan is making in affordable solar power. There's an interactive map of his travels in his latest blog post. It's at californiareport.org/climatewatch.